Welcome to another Astros podcast.
It's been a busy week in Astroland with the 2017 Astros Caravan taking launch January 17th. In addition this week, the results of the 73rd Baseball Writers Association of America Hall of Fame election will be revealed January 18th at 5 p.m. Central. Of course, the four-time All-Star, Gold Glove winner, and the 1994 National League's Most Valuable Player, former Astros first base legend, Jeff Bagwell, is on that Hall of Fame ballot, and Jeff was gracious enough to join us 2 weeks ago for a live broadcast we call Astroline, and this week's encore conversation in form of podcast is the future Hall of Famer with radio broadcaster Steve Sparks.
We've got a special guest, of course, Astroline, brought to you by the Carbach Brewing Company, and we're happy to have perhaps future Hall of Fame Major League Baseball player Jeff Bagwell. Baggy, thanks so much for joining us tonight. It's a big special night for us, number one, but thanks for being here, man. It's a lot of fun. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Sparky. It's great to be here, but I was telling my wife on the way over, I haven't done one of these things in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I was invited, or I was, or I said I couldn't make it to Jamie
Helder.
I'm sure
you were invited.
I'm kidding. I'm giving Jamie a hard time about that.
So you and Milo, I'm sure we're doing some shows. Yes. Milo, of course, originated this off-season show for the Astros. What was that like back in the day? Where were you guys at when you were doing Astroline?
Oh, God. I think we've done it in a few different places. I forgot the last one, but that was special doing it with Milo. You know, I was with Milo for so long, my entire career.
Such a special guy.
He really was. He's sorely missed. A big, big part of our franchise, the voice of our franchise for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was just a pleasure to be around him.
And retiring this year, too, Bill Brown from the television side. Tell me what your memories are of Bill, who did it so well for so many years.
Well, just for one, how special of a person he is.
Yeah.
He's just a good guy. Always fun to be around. Very professional. But yet fun, too. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what makes it nice for players, as you know
sure.
to be around guys that make it fun, that can laugh and laugh at themselves and laugh at me and all those kind of things. So it was a special time.
We're here with Jeff Bagwell. Baggy, I don't want to drown you with all the Hall of Fame talk. So we'll talk probably in the first a little bit segment, maybe a little bit at the end. But, you know, we're getting at the doorstep 2 weeks from today. They're going to announce the final tallies of the Hall of Fame vote, and it looks pretty favorable for you. What's that mean to you? I mean, is it getting a little tense for you, or is it looking like I just want this over with?
No, you know what I said earlier, too? I'm anxious.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I haven't got in six times before.
Right.
Didn't really expect to even be in the mix last year. And then this year...
Really? With you all, didn't yeah, expect to be
I
in
did
it,
not.
Huh? Wow.
I did not. And then all the buildup this year, it's something that a lot of people, you know, have been texting me and calling me. My family's obviously
sure.
excited. And I'm excited, but I'm just anxious. You know, I just want, you know, the 18th to show up and see if I get it or I don't.
Yeah, are you kind of anxious for the Astros fans because you know how much it means to them?
I am, and I was saying just earlier, until you get to the induction, you really don't know how big you are to some people.
Yeah.
You know, we live in our lives, our private lives, and our kids.
Just regular.
Just regular. Same yeah. problem, paying taxes, doing everything in the entire
right.
world. But then when you get there and you see, you know, Craig get up there and with all the Astros people walking down the streets, and since we've changed colors back, I guess, to
yeah.
orange again,
yeah.
it's not hard to miss.
That's right. Man, it was a huge turnout.
It was. It was wonderful. It was stifling hot, but it was.
But you were there and you understood what that meant to the Astros fan base and what it meant to the city, and that means a lot to you because this is your home now.
It is. You know, I laugh with Lance Berkman a whole bunch. He says I'm a Texan because I spent more time here than I did in Connecticut where I grew
That's
up.
That's right. More than half your life, you're
yes,
a Texan, right?
I have. And it is special. You know, just the people have been so nice to me.
Yeah.
And, very respectful. And even when I stunk, they were respectful.
Yeah.
But it really has been a special thing for my family and for me to live here in the city and just to see people come out. And, you know, it's just wonderful.
I want to say this, Baggy, and I'm not trying to kiss up or anything, but when I talk to people, whether it be the security guys out at the baseball park or it be the clubhouse guys or it be fans or reporters or whatever it is, they always had an affinity for you because of the way you respected them. You had patience for people, and you gave people time. And I think that's why it means a lot to a lot of the Astros fans.
Well, I mean, I look at it as much as we were entertainers out there.
Right.
But everybody has a job to do.
Yeah.
Everybody's a person. to try and act like you're something different than a normal person, except that we play baseball,
right?
I think is ridiculous.
But as busy as you get as a baseball player, what made you cognizant of the fans and aware of how much your patience with them and you know, staying late, signing autographs, doing all those things? How, was it your upbringing? Was that a lot of it?
Yeah, I mean, my father and my mother obviously are huge influences in my life, but I just like people, and I appreciate the fact that they would take the time up to come and ask for an autograph or just to say hello. And that's what Houston is very, very special, is because they don't really generally ask you for anything more than just a handshake, acknowledgement, whether it's eye contact or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I just think there's special people in here in Houston.
In your household, not a lot of games. TV wasn't saturated with a lot of Major League Baseball, but weekly – you guys were locked in, and you growing up in Connecticut, and your parents growing up in the Boston area, all Red Sox.
Every single one of them.
You knew all those guys.
You didn't talk about the Yankees in my household.
No, but the Red Sox. Who was your guy? Was it
Carter
Yaz?
Stansky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's you know, what was so special about Yaz is, you know, he's not the biggest guy in the entire world.
Right.
But he got every ounce out of his body.
Did you know that at the time?
I guess I did. Yeah. I mean, I just saw it. I mean, obviously, he was one of the best players, and I used to try and hit like him. Of course, I hit right-handed, and he hit left-handed, so it was, I don't know. But he was my favorite player, and my father's favorite player was Ted Williams.
Mm.
So it was pretty cool. And then when I was with the Red Sox organization, I was taking batting practice in at Double A in spring training, and I had Ted Williams and Yaz behind the cage watching me hit. My father almost passed out.
How intimidating is that? I mean, Ted Williams is outspoken enough anyway, but you have your childhood idol out there watching you too with Yaz. I mean, that had to be crazy.
It was something special. But, you know, when you're a kid back then, you're like, oh, that's cool. But
talk about two extreme batting stances, though. Yaz stood straight up and down, held the bat a lot like Craig Counsell, he was climbing a rope. Man, where did you come up with your batting stance?
I'm not sure.
Really? You have
no
idea?
I started spreading out when I was in college, and then when I got to the minor leagues, I liked Don Mattingly a lot, and he used to stand up a little bit and then kind of crouch and do that, so that worked for a while. And then my first 3 years, I tinkered with everything, and then finally in 94.
First 3 years, in the major leagues,
And then finally when I got into my fourth year, I just decided to spread out and see what happens, and then somehow, some way, that stance showed up.
We're talking about some of your home life a little bit. When you got traded to the Astros, you were coming out of Double A with the Red Sox, and you had a couple of guys blocking you with Scott Cooper and Wade Boggs on your way to the major leagues. Devastating, though. None more so than your grandmother.
Oh, right. My whole family.
She was a huge Red Sox fan. What did she do when you told her? You had to make that call, right?
Yeah, to everybody. My mother was crying. My father was the only one that said, you know what, this might be a good opportunity for you. But my grandfather, my grandmother, the sweetest angel in the entire world, they took it in stride. But see, I was making the progression. I was playing in Double A, which was in Connecticut, and then Pawtucket was
all around home.
And then hopefully Boston. And then I get shipped to Houston, and we didn't understand what Houston was back then.
I like your dad's reaction. Your dad acted like he did some research and said, hey, Caminiti only hit 247, right?
I swear that's exactly what he said. He goes, I think you got a chance, because he had to come pick me up in Albany.
And you, if people don't know, you were a third baseman coming up through the minors.
But I'll tell you the good story about Cammy, too. So I go to spring training, I'm sitting with my dad, because, you know, I played a few innings, and then I sat in the stands to watch, and Cammy, I think he went like, he went 11 for 9. So he went like 9 for 11.
Yeah.
And my father turned to me and said, well, Tucson's not that bad.
Caminiti was going. It's sky to left. Deion Sanders at the wall. And Bagwell has his first major league home run. Yeah, Bagwell has delivered. And the Astros lead it now, 3-1. Oh, what a relief it is. Who has wanted so much to help this ball club and get himself established in the big leagues. And that is a big one. Jeff Bagwell gets his first major league long ball, and it comes with two outs in the ninth inning to snap a 1-1 tie.
Welcome back to Astroline with Jeff Bagwell. Brought to you by Carbot Brewing Company. Of course, next time you're looking for a great IPA, please remain calm. Carbox Hopadillo IPA is loaded with hops from around the world for the perfect citrus character. Carbox Brewing Company is right here in Houston, Texas, and That call was by Bill Brown and Larry Durker with your first home run off of Kent Merker.
Yeah.
And you were 2 for 18 at that point and probably pressing just a little bit. I mean, I know that's a small sample, but going up there late in the game, it's 1-1 against the Braves in the top of the ninth inning, and you connect. What a feeling that had to be. It's like, hey, I'm a big leaguer now.
Yeah, it was interesting. My teammates were great, as they always are. You know, gave me a
fake ball.
Yeah, they did the whole thing. They put nowadays we didn't have as much money, or then we didn't have as much money. They put towels up going to my locker. Had three beers they were waiting for.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah, but it was neat, obviously.
So, I mean, you go into that rookie year, and I don't know what kind of expectations you had coming out of a double A season where you were the MVP of the Eastern League, but, I mean, to come out there and bust it the way you did, and you were the rookie of the year, you had to surpass some of your expectations.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I thought I could hit a little bit, but never did I think that was going to happen.
Right.
You know, so, once again, I mean, I had great teammates, and we were all in it together. You know, we started out with Scotty and Jimmy DeShays. Those were our veteran guys.
Sure.
You know, Cammy only had about 3.5 years in. I think Biggs was around 2.5. So everybody was kind of young. So we were all trying to find our way. But we did it together, and it was fun. We were getting better. I mean, we did lose a lot of games, I think 97, I think. But we had a good core. If you look at that starting lineup, there's some pretty good players that are in there.
There really is. But when you're talking about that many young players, Jeff, how did you guys create a culture the way you did? Because you didn't have a whole lot of examples of guys to watch. Where did that come from?
You know, I'm not sure. I just think that all the guys that we had, they played hard.
Yeah.
Nobody was entitled to anything.
Did you guys keep each other accountable even back
then?
Oh,
yeah, for sure. Wow. I mean, you know, for me, I was scared to death of Cammy. you know, and then Biz, you know, was behind the plate at the time. Yeah. Casey Candel, I was scared of.
Really?
Yeah. But
just because he was a freak?
No, he just knows baseball.
Oh.
Great baseball guy, and still a great friend. But we just, like you said, we're all in it together. And, you know, we battled every single night and just having a good time.
I've had some great teammates over the years. Doug Drabeck, Casey Candel, the late Daryl Kyle, who's a gamer, and Ken Caminiti, who's one of my best friends. And then there's this other guy that's up on the wall, number 5, Jeff Bagwell. Baggy, you're an unbelievable the way you play the game, teammate, and a friend. We both are better players because of each other. To have my number retired next to yours is not only fitting, but truly an honor. We stood next to each other for so many years. We had a great ride, and now we stand side by side forever, my friend. I love you, buddy. 15 years, I couldn't have had a better teammate.
Of course, that's Craig Biggio, 1998, when their numbers were retired, talking about being teammates for such a long time with Jeff Bagwell, and names were synonymous with greatness here in Houston for such a long time. And do those words kind of choke you up when you listen to your buddy? I mean, you guys fought and played and ragged each other and went through ups and downs for such a long time. But to hear those words and to know how much you guys meant to the city and to each other, I mean, it goes a long way.
It's special. You know, Craig is, you know, I mean, it's amazing because it's true. I mean, we spent 15 years together. You know, neither one of us would have done what we could have done without each other.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, he's a special man. I've known his family ever since I've been here in Houston.
Yeah.
Watched his kids grow up. What a unbelievable player he was. He just, you know, he went out there every single day, got hurt one time in his career, got taken out at second base. But he was out there. He was a gamer. Craig played hard, and he was, you know, like he said, I mean, we both wanted to win.
You know what? Your daughter, Bryce, said something last year when you came pretty close to getting in. And Mark Berman shared this with me before the show today. He said, you're a Texan now. This is your daughter talking to you. More than half of your life. But she also said that, you know what, you didn't get in the Hall of Fame this year. But you're a Hall of Fame dad to me, and that had to probably just slice your heart wide open. Didn't that just mean the world?
It did. It sliced my heart, but it also made it very joyous. to think that maybe I am doing something decent.
That's awesome.
And just for have your kid maybe just say something like that. And that was not like a script. It was from her heart, and that's what was wonderful.
Well, from 1991, Jeff, to 2005, 2,150 games. And I don't want to go through all the stats, but their Hall of Fame credential. Great job. It's very worthy of all this consideration. We've got our fingers crossed. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. And hopefully be able to touch base a lot more. And these fans are very excited. So thanks for coming out today. And it's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks, Barkley. I appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you to Jeff Bagwell and to Steve Sparks for joining us for Astroline. You can hear that full conversation by going to astros.com/radio and clicking on the Astroline link. And don't forget to join us live January 19th as the newly acquired 7-time All-Star and 6-time Silver Slugger winner, catcher Brian McCann, stops by for an hour-long chat at 7 p.m. Central, January 19th. Stream us live right here on astros.com.